Biletnikoff Golf Tournament. Yes.
Hall of Fame receiver Fred Biletnikoff happy to host a celeb-studded tournament on the green to raise funds for Tracy's Place of Hope, a cause near and dear to his heart. Among the Raiders who participated here at the golf tournament, I sit down with Coach Jack Del Rio to talk about the state of the Raiders.
There's so much that we have to do yet. So for us, I keep talking to our guys about let's get to work.
What does Raiders GM Reggie McKenzie think of the 2016 Raiders draft class?
We had an opportunity to add to our roster, and we took a chance.
I go one-on-one with former Raider Lincoln Kennedy.
I'm competing with all these other Hall of Famers out here, so I got to show off some colors and some bling.
It's the NFL offseason, but there's still plenty happening around the NFL. I'm Nicole Zaloumis here at the 12th annual Biletnikoff Golf Tournament, where there's a lot of buzz about the Raiders' upcoming season, as well as an opportunity to have fun on a special day for a great cause.
You know, Freddie and Angela, they do a fantastic job, and all the volunteers here that make this a special event for us. It's easy every year when they ask, hey, you're going to come? And yeah, are you
twist
kidding?
Twist my arm.
Yeah. You know, a lot of benefits here, and people are really nice, big Raider fans, and so it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's felt like military there,
yeah,
man.
I'm cool with that.
For people that don't know about the Raider family, you know, you got to come to an event like this just to get an idea of what the Raider family is like. The Biletnikoff family is just the essence of what a family should be like. And this, and we always wish them well, and we always support them, and thank all of you folks for doing the same.
Go Raiders.
Fred, thank you so much for taking the time to come out today. Such a special event. It's the 12th annual. You guys have been doing this for 12 years.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's terrific. Everybody's nice. Everybody's great. And it's good to be here. Beautiful day.
You're so philanthropic. And when you look at the foundation, how it's grown over the years, why is this golf tournament so special?
Well, you know, it brings a lot of people together. A lot of people have donated their time to different projects that we're doing. And they've been fantastic. And we've got such great support and such loyal people coming out each and every year. It's good to, it's like the, you know, a year, you know, you get together, a family gets together once a year or whatever. That's what it's like with this tournament.
Well, and it's perfect timing, too, because we're coming off of the draft. You know that the coaches, personnel, everybody was hard at work. What did you think about the draft? A lot of people happy with how things shook up.
I love the draft. You know, of course, I'm an offensive person. You know, but I like the safety, and then getting Cook, I like that. You know, then
trading up for Connor Cook.
Yeah, and then the rest are defensive guys.
Yeah, so you won't concern yourself with that. Yeah. You look at this coaching staff and think back to your days. Can you imagine walking in a room and having such veteran presence and leadership?
Oh, you know, you walk in, and especially when you walk in, and there's Jack Del Rio sitting there. Okay,
hometown guy.
Yeah, hometown guy. Not only that, but he scares you right off the bat because you know he's a no nonsense guy. He's a great coach, he's been in the league for years, and he knows what he's doing, and he really demands a lot from the players, which is really a big turnaround for the team and for the organization to get these guys playing, and he's doing it.
So let's talk about offense, because obviously your specialty here, you have a player like Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree, who are Biletnikoff Award winners.
Yeah, finally.
But that AC/DC connection and then all the weapons that Derek Carr has to work with, it has to have you excited watching this team
grow.
You
know what, I'll tell you what, last year watching them play, and you know, and I really truly believe there are a lot of games, the games they did lose, they had an opportunity, but that just comes with a little more year experience, whatever. But with Derek and with Amari and with Michael, I love watching those guys play, you know. And it's about time that we had three people like that to go out there and make a difference in a game. And having Amari out there as a young kid, he's doing really well as a rookie, coming out there being thrown into the football game and have to be on a big stage. Mm-hmm. And then having a guy like Michael with him, you know. And like you said, they both won our award. And it's good to see them together. We finally get two receivers out there with the Biletnikoff Award. I just love those guys. I love watching them play. It's fantastic.
Well, it is. And just seeing who they are as individuals, knowing that not only do you have a rare gift and Amari Cooper's talents or Michael Crabtree's hands and just the rave reviews that you see from them on the field, but off the field as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk about two guys that are gentlemen off the field, and great personalities, great to be around, fun to be around. And, you know, when I see him, when I'm down on the sideline, sometimes in pregame warm-up, it reminds me of me because, you know, so you don't want to interrupt because when you're down there doing it, I can just see the look on those guys' faces, you know. They're ready to play. But you're right. Off the field, they're terrific.
Okay, so what are your expectations for 2016? Because like you said, there were some close games last season. The record could have been a lot better.
We're going to win a division this year. We're going to win that Western Division this year. We're going to make a big impact. We really are. And I'm anxious for the season. I'm happy it's coming up. Through with all this other stuff. This offseason's getting to the over, finally, to a certain extent. We got a few more months to go. But it's going to be good. It's going to be fun to watch this team. And like I said, they're going to win a division. Fred, I'll make that statement.
And we're happy with that statement. Fred, thank you so much for taking the time
thanks
to come out today.
Thanks for having me on. Okay, thanks for taking the time to be out here.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Say, what's up, Raider Nation? This is Carl Joseph reporting live from my hometown, Jacmel, Haiti. Just want to say thank you for making me your number one draft pick. Y'all won't regret it.
Welcome back. I'm alongside GM Reggie McKenzie. And Reggie, it must be nice to get outside and for a good cause with the Biletnikoff Foundation.
It's always good to be outside, for one. But for Freddie's deal, it's... I try to get here every time I can, you know. 2 days after the draft, it's nice to get out.
Well, and support the Raider family. You're welcoming some new faces to the Raider family. You've been behind closed doors, in the cave, the war room, whatever you want to call it. Let's go through the draft. You pretty happy how things shook up?
Yes. Yes, we are. You know, from top down, you know, we felt like we got some players that we kind of targeted, and they fell to us, and we felt good after the draft, some of the free agents that we signed. So, we think it went well. Good weekend.
You surprised a lot of people trading up to get a quarterback in Connor Cook, but that was a guy that you wanted. Yeah. What was it about Connor that stood out to you?
Well, we just thought he's good football. Too good a football player to not to try to get him. You know, he was high on our board, and we felt like if we had the opportunity to add to our roster, and we took a chance, and we made a deal. So it was... We felt like it was a good move for us.
Not just making moves in the draft, free agency as well. Mm-hmm. You guys spent, but you spent on some really quality players. Yeah. I had the opportunity to meet Sean Smith, and he just steps right in and embraces Raider Nation. Is that what you were looking for, high-quality guys that really want to be a part of Silver and Black?
No question. We wanted to make sure they could fit what we do and help us do it well. You know, we wanted some really good football players to help make an impact and on both sides of the ball. So, you know, when we got a chance to get, you mentioned Sean, you know, big corner that we're looking for, experienced player, know the division, and it was we had the opportunity to get him, so we took advantage of it.
Is it nice to take someone from within the division, put the silver and black on him, make him say the Raiders chant?
Yeah, it's always a little added sweetener. You kind of like that.
Yes. When you look at the division right now and how it's shaping up, the Raiders are in a position to make some noise in the NFL this season.
I certainly hope so. I mean, that was the plan this whole offseason. We want to get better, and we want to improve. We want to try to make a dent into this team to when we come in to the fall. You know, we're going to be contenders, and that's the plan. We want to get after this division and get into the playoffs.
That was one thing I learned from Jack Del Rio last year is you wipe the slate clean every week. Mm-hmm. You guys are building off of last season and such a young group and talented group, but you do enter this season kind of wiping the slate clean, and it's all about seeing that group grow. What did you see on offense from Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, and how they were gelling?
Well, that's the whole point. Week after week, they were gelling. You know, it takes time to get a feel for each other. You know, it doesn't matter how strong Derek's arm is, how fast or quick Amari is, or how great Crab's hands are. If they're not gelling together, they don't know each other, it's going to be off or not. So the more time they spend together, so the better they're going to get. So you saw it week to week. And in our estimation, that growth should take place this year. You know, from year to year, we hope to reap some of the benefits even more.
On the other side, you look at a guy like Khalil Mack and the statement that he sent to the league last year. Mm-hmm. Did he exceed your expectations? We knew he was a special player, but, I mean, there were some performances where it just took your breath away.
Really, he didn't exceed our expectations. We want more.
Nice. So
we want more. He's a special player. He's a special person, a special athlete. We're looking for more greatness from him.
So what are your expectations then this season from the entire team?
Well, from the entire team, we expect to be in the playoffs. And then once the playoffs are in, it's another whole season. So we want to do well in the second season.
All right. We hope that plays out. Reggie, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
My pleasure.
Enjoy the day.
Thanks for having me.
Live from Mexico City, Raiders offensive tackle and three-time Pro Bowler, Lincoln Kennedy.
With the 143rd pick in the 2016 draft, the Oakland Raiders select DeAndre Washington, running back, Texas Tech. Woo!
We're gonna throw it to her and y'all gonna block and y'all gonna run, okay? So y'all stand over there, you stand behind us. Today, man, we're here at Fan Fest in Mexico City. Real exciting time. We've been able to sign autographs, play with the kids, really kind of give them a hands-on glimpse of us. This is my first time in Mexico City. This is my first time being around Mexico City where fans are so loyal and the energy that they have is amazing. So it's been fun.
Welcome back alongside Lincoln Kennedy, all decked out for the golf tournament today. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. The straw hat, the polo. You did get the bling on.
Got a little bling. I'm competing with all these other Hall of Famers out here, so I got to show off some colors and some bling.
How nice is it to see all your family members out here, silver and black representing, but it's just a nice event on a golf course for a good cause, the Biletnikoff Foundation.
Without a doubt. You know, I had a chance to meet Tracy before her death, and I've been really close with the Biletnikoff family all my years affiliated with the Raiders, and it's always a pleasure to come out to this tournament because it's always a good time. You get to rub elbows with a lot of former players, a lot of great names and stuff like that. So it really is a good time, Nicole.
And it's good timing for it because we're coming off of the draft. The coaches, front office, everybody has been hard at work. But it's one of those moments in the football season where I think you can take a day and hit the links. Let's go back to the draft.
Okay.
Pretty happy with it?
I'm happy so far. You know what? Here's the thing. I was a little skeptical with the picks because you want, especially when you have your first few picks coming off of knee injuries and seeing how they're going to go. But I've learned to trust the decision-making skill of Reggie McKenzie and his staff. And I know this team is going in the right direction. The excitement, the optimism is always high. And, of course, drafting all the needs that they did at defense really helped.
Yeah, I think when he was asked about Carl Joseph in his first press conference, he said, let our doctors get our hands on
Certainly.
Him, take a look at that knee. They don't seem as concerned,
right.
I guess, as the fans might be, because you don't know if he's going to be playing from day one, if he's going to be missing some time.
And as a former player, I tend not to put as much credence in the young guys who are unproven on the NFL level. But as I said, I've learned to trust the discretion of McKenzie and his staff, and I think it'll be a good one.
When they say he is such a great athlete overall, taking a good athlete off the board, how about trading up for Connor Cook, a quarterback?
Very impressive. And didn't see that coming. And, you know, I was down in Mexico City during day three of the draft. And we had talked about they were going to trade up and get him because there was some fear that maybe Dallas would take him.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about it, having a strong-arm quarterback who had a pretty good college career and looks to be – certainly looks to be a good pro – You question initially why did he drop so far, especially at the quarterback position, but you also take a look at the good value, the fact that you do have a franchise quarterback in Derek Carr, but it never hurts to have depth on the roster.
You look at the pass rushing core, one of the best in the league?
I think it's getting there. You know, the thing is that you talk about potential, and now you got to see chemistry come together. And if you can duplicate, say, for what that Ken Norton had in Seattle, but the fact that he had a fearsome foursome that can get to the quarterback, he had secondary that can cover everybody, now you got to put all the pieces together. We know how valuable, if you just look at last year, what Denver Broncos did with their defense, you know how invaluable a defense is. If you're able to put that pressure on the quarterback and keep people on their toes, looking for it to happen in the interior as well as the exterior with Mac.
Speaking of the Broncos, looking at the division, this is pretty nice how things are shaping up.
Always been competitive. There's a lot of parity in the National Football League. It's anyone's guess who's going to be at top. You always want to be in the running. And if you look at the steady progression that the Raiders have made over the last couple of years, it's easy for you to be optimistic because it's now, what's the next step?
What did you learn about the Raiders last season from the coaching staff, the command of the locker room? I mean, the message that they sent the players were listening from week one until the end of the season.
What I was most proud of the Raiders last year was the fact that they created a foundation that was based in the draft, young players coming in, making an impact, showing how important it is to be a Raider. You know, whether it's Crabtree coming over from San Francisco, making a name for himself again, you talk about Amari Cooper, you got Carr, you got all the other names that have added into the mix. Now you talk about a young team that should be good for a couple of years and make the most of it. And then you talk about building a team concept. I think Coach Del Rio and his staff has done an excellent job there. And, of course, everybody's excited and looking forward to the season.
Were you surprised that they spent as much as they did on free agency?
Not necessarily surprised. I think it's something that you kind of have to do. And especially when you have the money, you got to spend the money some way. But one thing I've come to understand with McKenzie's staff is they don't overpay for free agents. So as a player, this has become a desirable place because this team is on the rise. We've got a good coach. They've got a good foundation. And I know it's got to be definitely something that free agents are thinking about when they come here.
Lincoln, thank you so much for coming out today. Enjoy
it.
The golf tournament.
I will. You've got to get out there and get some sun. Yeah. Swing some.
You know, I wore my golf outfit.
You look like you can do it. There we go.
7-9 is not going to cut it, obviously. So continue to push ourselves to make sure that we can do better than that.
We're ready to try to back up this hype. Only thing we can do is show you. So that's what we're about to do.
You see it in the guy's eyes when you walk around the building. We all talk and joke, but at the same time, we know that deep down we're putting in that work. And we're going to continuously trying to put forth those wins on a consistent basis. I want to see us actually do something real special, and the only way to do that is to put in the work. That's what we've all been talking about, putting in the work and grinding day in and day out with our head down.
Two champions made in the offseason.
On paper, it looks great right now. You know, paper champs, all those kind of things. Everyone's picking us to do this, and none of that matters unless we put the work in.
Work on three. 1, 2, 3. Work.
Welcome back alongside head coach Jack Del Rio, who's been hard at work, but it must be nice to take a day off, come out for a great cause with the Biletnikoff Foundation, get some golf in.
It's great to get out of that cave we were in all weekend, but a very productive weekend, so we're happy about that, and certainly good to be out here supporting Freddie and Angela and the Biletnikoff Foundation.
So let's go back to the cave, the war room.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the draft?
Great. I thought we had a really productive weekend. We acquired some good players that will come in and help us this year.
I'm looking at the list, and it's predominantly defense. Is that a defensive-minded coach?
We did all kinds of offensive work. We got a backup quarterback. We got a running back. We got a big offensive lineman. So, yeah, we worked on the whole team.
When you reflect on last season, as you've taken some time to look at it, what are you learning from this team?
Well, there's so much that we have to do yet, so much improvement that is necessary. So for us, I keep talking to our guys about let's get to work, put in the work. It's not about talking about it. It's not about the hype. People get excited. And that's all, well and good, but it doesn't help you win games. So for us, put in the work and, become a team and focus on the fundamentals this time of year that we'll be using in the fall.
I'm sure you're looking forward to not seeing new faces from the draft, but your free agent acquisitions as well. You guys opened up your pocketbook a little bit, spent some money on some really quality players.
Yeah, I spent the best I could, spending Mark's money. I thought it was excellent what, we were able to do to go out and identify a Bruce Irvin, get him done, a Reggie Nelson, get him done. Sean Smith, and some of those guys allowed us to go to the draft without a glaring hole or a big need that you had to take a guy, so we could go in there and really select players that could help us.
I had the opportunity to meet Sean at the draft party. He came out, and man, is he embracing silver and black.
Yeah,
he already
yeah.
started the Raiders chant. You bring in people that are going to be working with the younger players, but also really command a room.
Yeah, and we want, that veteran experience is something, we have a young roster.
Mm-hmm.
So having a few of those guys that are veterans that know what it looks like to compete late in the year and to take good care of their bodies, it will be a good influence for our younger guys.
So what are you up to now? I know you got to spend some time off during the off season, but what's the task at hand?
Well, now we get our guys, we get them all there, we get our hands on them. So it's an exciting time of year. We get a 9-week program, we're 2 weeks into it. So we have 7 more weeks and we'll take our team and begin to mold them and work them and have them become great teammates, come in with great energy every day and just apply themselves and kind of indoctrinate them into our way, you know, so that they understand what the Raider way looks like.
Jack, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Raiders Report. For all the latest news and notes on the Silver and Black, make sure you head to Raiders.com.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.